Cybersecurity is at the forefront of our minds as individuals, agencies, corporations, and as a nation. Can you share CSC's approach or philosophy on the topic?
Yes. Cybersecurity is a critical concern in both the public and private sectors. Today's business and government organizations are in a really tough position. On the one hand, the traffic coming through their data networks is growing exponentially, and newer technologies like social media, mobility, and cloud are growing in popularity and presenting unique challenges. On the flip side, they have constrained budgets. Their skilled resources are hard to retain, and the threats they face are really growing in number and complexity. So at CSC, we're helping our clients identify and prioritize security needs based on their individual risk posture, and then select the most appropriate protection from basic core requirements to advanced threat detection. Our aim is to help our clients achieve what we call cyber confidence, knowing they can keep their focus on the mission, engage simply and securely with their stakeholders, and react to any contingency with speed and agility.
On the topic of intellectual property, there seems to be tension between security and accessibility of information. What's your point of view on this discussion?
It's a great question. Protecting information is undoubtedly important. Yet information that cannot be accessed by the right people at the right time tends to become like a family heirloom, something that is seen but not quite useful. So CSC's goal is to protect assets while providing a network that is agile and can adapt to evolving conditions. We're building more around identity management to focus on giving the right people access to the right information instead of trying to keep everybody out. Our experience has confirmed that unavailable information stirs more problems that lead to diminished security and value of the information. On the other hand, they have constrained budgets, their skilled resources are hard to retain, and the threats they face are growing in number and complexity. At CSC, we help clients identify and prioritize security needs based on their individual risk posture, and then select the most appropriate protection from basic core requirements to advanced threat detection. CSC's aim is to help clients achieve what we call cyber confidence, knowing they can keep their focus on the mission, engage simply and securely with their stakeholders, and react to any contingency with speed and agility.
Cloud seems to be the buzzword in IT. The majority of agencies, both in the public and private sectors, are either considering or migrating to this network model. Do you have any advice for helping listeners on their journey?
Well, assessing your network and the connectivity required to support workloads on the cloud, defining security requirements, understanding how end users will do their work on the cloud are all important considerations. CSC has experience in migrating and managing the largest networks in the world. We bring this expertise to this new vector we call cloud. We know that the journey to the cloud is unique to an enterprise. Our advice is actually to let the workloads be the client's guide. There are really three key steps we recommend. First, perform a portfolio rationalization. This is essentially knowing what workloads a particular agency has and why it makes sense to migrate them to the cloud. Second, prepare the infrastructure, but more importantly, prepare the troops for the change. And it is also important that we collaborate. And third, it is important that our clients collaborate with their providers, focusing on the expected end state and the need for transparency along the way.
Yogesh, on the topic of cloud, what would you say are the top clarifications you'd like to stress?
Let's look at the cloud today. Not what we thought about cloud 5 years ago, but how they are today. First, virtualization to me is not cloud. NIST, as you know, has published a clear definition of cloud computing. Before choosing a cloud or deciding to build your own cloud, look at the industry's recognized leaders and their portfolio of cloud services. Clouds must be very easy to access from any time, anywhere, from a variety of devices in a secure, reliable, and cost-effective manner. Virtual servers don't come with these capabilities. CSC employs leading virtualization hardware and software in all cloud models, but we've also added to these builds additional IP and automated processes for true cloud services. Second, workloads in the clouds are in fact secure. The reality is that many cloud service providers, including CSC, have taken significant steps to implement mandated security controls, have completed rigorous certification and accreditation processes, and have provided unprecedented transparency to the client's workloads in the cloud. The fact is that clouds are often more secure than some of the dedicated systems that sit behind the firewall. And CSC, as an example, provides complete transparency to all the monitored security services. Finally, cost reduction is really not the only benefit of migrating to the cloud. Of course, there are cloud efficiencies, but the reality is that cloud drives agility and scalability. ask yourself, what is the value of being able to act quickly to support the mission, and what is it worth to scale quality without adding people or assets? The trifecta for cloud is really the ability to rapidly provision and deprovision services as required, then pay for only what you use when you use it, and finally choose the service levels that fits the workload. So in most cases, you get all this for less than the cost associated with the same capacity in a traditional infrastructure.
Yogesh, big data is a big topic right now. What exactly is big data?
Yeah, it's an interesting question that the entire industry actually is grappling with. I was fortunate enough to be invited by Tech America to participate in the Big Data Commission that recently concluded and submitted a report. The definition that we came up with, I think, is very succinct. Big data really is a phenomenon defined by rapid acceleration in the expanding volume of high velocity, complex, and diverse types of data. Big data is often defined along three dimensions: volume, velocity, and variety. That is essentially has come to become the standard definition of big data in our industry today. We've been surrounded by vast quantities of data for a long time, as you know. Unstructured and structured data from every connected device, sensor, machine, and person that tweets a view, posts a blog, sends a photo, saves a video, is being stored somewhere, often in multiple places. So at the end of the day, it's taking the vast amount of data that we're storing and trying some data analytics capabilities to draw intelligence from that data. That is essentially what the big data space is all about.
So how can federal agencies gain value from big data?
Well, in the digital world that we are living in, where just about everything is or will be counted or recorded, the trick really is in knowing how to find the value in that data. This is done by spotting the patterns within seemingly unrelated data, mining it, refining it, and turning it into insights with business and mission value. Analytics are key to unlocking the business and mission value from data and enabling organizations and large federal agencies to truly put data at the heart of strategic and tactical operation. We call this value CSC's three I's: new levels of intelligence, which is what happened and what action to take; insight, what is happening now in real time and what action to take; and informed intuition, which is really predicting what is more likely to happen in the future and what course of action is really likely to be successful. CSC's enterprise intelligence and data services enable missions to use information to improve decision-making, efficiency, and effectiveness of operations.
So Yogesh, how is CSC leveraging its commercial best practices to serve the public sector?
Well, CSC has a global commercial and public sector footprint. We really differentiate our products and services by combining our global commercial technology approaches, best practices, and next generation solutions with a singular focus on and direct experience with our clients' mission, based on more than 50 plus years of experience working in the public sector. Today, we're helping government clients to do more with less, delivering solutions that generate real and measurable business results in terms of mission value and cost efficiency now and in the future. We're also investing in growth areas such as healthcare, mission intelligence, cybersecurity, and IT efficiency, creating capabilities that align with emerging and changing priorities of our government's missions. Specifically, we are tailoring next-generation offerings in cloud, big data, and cyber to meet the immediate public sector requirements. And more importantly, besides bringing technology innovation, we're also aggressively streamlining our contract acquisition process to reduce the costs of some of our solutions, providing ease of purchase for pay-for-use services, and really increasing the user experience for our government clients.